Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:15, going to turn cold next week, really cold. We're talking about the day after, obviously, talking about the terrorist attack on Bourbon Street that killed 15 people, injured numerous others. Freddie King joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Freddie?
Good morning, Simon. I'm doing okay considering the circumstances.
Yeah, first of all, condolences to all of the victims, and I'm not trying to draw attention to one more than the other. However, sometimes things hit close to home. Freddie is a graduate of Archbishop Shaw, as am I. And we find out this morning that one of the victims was a graduate of the class of 2021 from Shaw, a young man named Hubert Gautreau. How did you first find out about this, Freddie? You got called early in the morning, or what went on? Tell me the story, please.
Sure. I was asleep in a bed, and my wife came in and she said, hey, wake up. Something just happened on Bourbon Street. Someone drove into a crowd of people. And my initial thoughts were, this is someone who was drunk, who had one too many, celebrating, New Year's or something along those lines. And I look up in my phone, and I start getting phone calls, and I see I got missed text messages and phone calls from people who I wouldn't get calls and texts from that early in the morning. And one of those people was Walt Leger of New Orleans and Company, and he just started telling me what was happening. Like, am I still asleep? Is this New Orleans? This is like something you hear about in a movie or a TV show or on a novel. And then I start making phone calls. Captain Roberts with the 8th District, he gave me some more details, and I spoke to officers with the state police, and they started confirming what I heard earlier, and I was like, man, this does not happen in the city of New Orleans. And I always say, we have our own crime challenges and issues, but when you think of terrorist attack, you at least I would have never thought Bourbon Street, New Orleans, New Year's Eve. But I think that just goes to show you the times that we live in. You just never know nowadays, and you just have to keep your alert up and your guards up.
Yeah, and a chain is only as long as its weakest link. Somebody texted about fear monitoring and the new normal with terrorist attacks with vehicle. Nobody's fear mongering. We just spoke to an expert on terrorism, and ISIS is encouraging this, and ISIS is, and terrorism is based in scaring people and making them afraid, and ISIS is the one that's fear-mongering and shutting down normal life. That's what terrorism is all about, and death by a thousand cuts, doing it as easily and as simply and as cheaply as you possibly can. That's just the reality, but there are costs of living in a free society, and I think, Freddie, when you shut everything down, when you armor everything, that's when the terrorists win, don't you think?
I agree. That's what they want. That's what they desire to do. Their whole goal is to create anarchy and create this hysteria. But look, we all know how resilient the city of New Orleans is and the people in the city, and we're going to fight through this. Bourbon Street is still closed because it's an active crime scene, but slowly but surely, things around the French Quarter opening back up. Look, I still had to conduct city business. I still had to return emails, return phone calls. And I just encourage everybody, as much as possible, continue to move on with your life. Allow NOPD, state police, the FBI to do their investigation. But don't let this scare you. If that's the case, you know, we'll be afraid to come outside because anything can happen anytime. And I just don't want to put that message out there. This is a safe city. We have over 100, about 100 military police. Well, what is it? National Guardsmen coming in to help supplement what we already have as far as law enforcement. So this is a safe city, and we're going to continue moving forward as we always do after challenging situations like this.
Freddie, let me talk to you about these bollards, because you know that area very well. I don't remember there being bollards on Canal Street blocking off Bourbon. I don't know if they move them or not. What's the deal with that?
Tommy, I think this is a red herring.
I think it is, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, just kind of getting us off of the main thing. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. But since people are discussing it, I'll give you my knowledge of the bollards. The bollards were placed in years ago. They didn't really work that well. Mardi Gras bees could get caught in them and allowed them not to work properly. A simple bottle cap could get caught in it. They don't close and open properly. So Bourbon Street was under construction, different portions of it, to install properly working bollards. Okay, so right here at Canal and Bourbon, they didn't have properly working bollards, so NOPD anticipated, but they put a cop car there to prevent or discourage vehicular traffic from going down Bourbon Street. If you watch the video that I watched dozens of times that you all see, this individual drove around a parked cop car. That car would have been in the same position as those concrete or metal bollards. Now, I think the conversation is right moving forward. Should we have bollards on the sidewalk on certain parts of Bourbon Street, certain parts of the French Quarter, to prevent vehicular traffic from jumping the curb? But I think to say that had these bollards been in place, had these bollards been in place, this would not have happened. That's a bit irresponsible, and that's a knee-jerk reaction. I know it's common human nature to figure out who's to blame and how did this happen and why did this happen and start doing the finger-pointing. But I truly don't believe had you had bollards there, this would not have happened. The person jumped the curb. They went on the sidewalk. They were hell-bent on causing as much chaos and death and destruction as possible. They had nothing to live for. That's a very dangerous person. And when someone has that on their mind, it's almost impossible to anticipate their every action and what can happen and what may happen.
I totally agree. And the governor even said it, you know, this could have happened on Canal Street. This could have happened on the street by the French Quarter in front of the cathedral, Decatur Street. Because that could have happened anywhere,
Decatur,
right?
Street.
Where people are walking.
Anywhere.
If someone's going to drive on the sidewalk, there's no telling. And, you know, it happened last week in New York with a cab driver running over somebody on the sidewalk. Let me take a break, Freddie. We come back. I want to talk about IEDs and other things that you're hearing, et cetera. 722, talking to Councilman Freddie King. That is his district, the French Quarter. We'll be back. WWL traffic now. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Freddie King, city council member. District C includes the quarter. Freddie, is there any doubt in your mind that, I don't know how subject you are to briefings, that the federal government is devoting every resource, that anything's being held back, that any stone is being left unturned when it comes to this investigation with the federal government?
I don't think any stone is being left unturned. I believe we have the full support of the federal government, the state government. We all know that we have Super Bowl coming up, Mardi Gras coming up. The entire world is already looking at us, and we're looking at us even more so coming up in the future. So I think safety is everyone's top priority, and we have every resource that we can have to help us figure out who these individuals were, how did this happen, how can we prevent this from happening in the future. But Tommy, if I may just want to, for a second, want to thank NOPD and all the officers. We saw the videos. When the shots, when the crash happened, they ran to the crash. You saw folks running away.
They ran to the crash.
Just instincts kicked in. NOPD took the man down in short order. Who knows how many more lives that saved. People sometimes like to get on NOPD for every little thing that may not go right, but hats off to those individuals. They stood in the line of fire, they took bullets, and they kept us safe. So thank you.
Freddie, do you know why that lift was there? The lift that stopped
that,
the truck?
That lift, street construction. My understanding, that was street construction. So there was construction happening in on Bourbon Street. I was told that that was because of construction that was happening.
Thank goodness that truck hit that lift. Accurate?
Yeah. It stopped it, yeah.
What about IEDs? What are you hearing about? Do you know if it was IEDs or if they just blew up specific packages in the quarter? Is there any more risk for that?
No, from what I was told, and I don't have all of the details, that they did, the bomb squad and those who were trained to do that did find additional explosive devices that were planted. I believe they're all gone. But, hey, I don't have all of the details. FBI is in charge of the investigation. They're keeping everything tight and close to the vest as much as possible to not tip their hand to the bad guys. But my understanding, they did find additional explosive devices, and they did properly detonate them. But it's still an open investigation. Parts of the quarter, especially Bourbon, are still closed to the public because you just don't know what's still out there.
So before we let you go and before we go to the news, what would you say to people in terms of, you know, you got people visiting for the Sugar Bowl, people wandering around the quarter. Is it safe to walk wherever it's not closed off?
Wherever it's not closed off, it's safe to walk. The city is safe. We have additional law enforcement. I saw Jefferson Parish official or police patrolling the city. The city is safe and open for business. And enjoy yourself as much as possible, but stay vigilant and keep your eyes open.
And do you have any concerns about the Sugar Bowl today?
I have none. I think we're in good hands. The world is watching us. We're going to make sure that we're safe. I think we're going to be just fine.
Thank you, Freddie. I appreciate your time. Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member. One thing I will add is that when it comes to officials and press conferences, the world is watching. The tourism industry is watching. The NFL is watching. Everything, the whole world is watching the city of New Orleans right now. So I would just urge officials to conduct themselves as professionally as they possibly can at any of these press conferences because, as Freddie just said, the world is watching. 7:30, time for WWL First News.